Okay, we're going to say three Hasidic ideas on tefillin, which is found at the end of the parsha, parsha's bo. Learning Shmuel Nishas Rachel Parbas of Moshe. The pasuk tells in our parsha, Yud Gimel Tes Vahaya Lecha Laosai Adcha Ulzigron Bein Enecha Lamantia Torah Hashem Beficha Kibiyat Chazaka Osiacha Hashem in Mitzrayim. Now this should be a sign for you on your arm, in remembrance between your eyes. The Torah should be in your mouth. Hakadosh Baruch Hu took you out of Mitzrayim. There's a beautiful Sfas Emes. Let's start with the Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes says a tough Resh Mem Zayin, a beautiful idea. What's the vort on Laos Ayatcha, Ulzigurun Beninecha, Torah Hashem Beficha? He says that when it comes to Yisias Mitzrayim leaving Egypt had to be B'Bachshava. Leaving Egypt had to be B'Dibor. And leaving Egypt had to be B'Maisa. Yisias Mitzrayim Haisa B'Machshava, Dibor, Maisa. He says, Laos Ayatcha, the tefillin should be on your arm. That refers to Maisa. Beninecha, it's got to be between your eyes. That refers to Machshava. And at the end of the day, Torah Hashem Beficha, that refers to the Dibor. Because part of leaving Yisias Mitzrayim, and our job as Jews, is to understand, is that we leave Egypt, when we leave our own personal Egypt, it's gotta be B'machshava, Dibor, Maisa. When we leave the personal challenges behind us, we leave it through the Koyach of Tulun, we leave the Machshava of Mitzrayim, the Dibor in Mitzrayim, and the Maisa in Mitzrayim. And the Tzfilin is the oath to remember that. Yadcha is the Maisa, Yisias Mitzrayim of the Maisa. Machshava is Beninecha, and Tosh Hashem Beficha is Bedibor. First Sfas Emes, if you want to see it inside, Tav Resh Mem Zayin, the last Torah on Tav Resh Mem Zayin. The second idea is from Yismach Moshe. The Yismach Moshe was the earlier Tamirim of the Chodesh of Lublin, contemporary also the Bnei Yisachar. The Yismach Moshe tells us a beautiful idea. What is the vort of Vahaya Lecha Laos? That it should be a sign for you. So first he quotes the Kedushas Levi, which we're going to quote in a second. The Kedushas Levi tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin and we wear tefillin. We're going to get to that word in a second. But he says, what is this V'hayah L'cha L'os, that shall be a sign for you? Says the Yismach Moshe, it's not referring to our tefillin, it's referring to Hashem's tefillin. Because at the end of the day, we know the Gemara Bracha tells us, on Brachas V'vavim and Aleph, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin and we wear tefillin. In our tefillin it says Shema Yisrael, in Hashem's tefillin it says, Mikam Chayisrael. Says the Yismach Moshe, when he says V'hayah L'cha L'os, L'cha is extra. Who is L'cha referring to? It's not referring to Klai Yisrael. Rak b'tfilin shelcha O.C. says the Yismach Moshe, ki b'yad chazaka o'tziyacha Hashem Yimitzrayim, v'il b'tfilin sheli, Chodesh Baruch Hu says, in my tfilin, Hashevach u'shvecham shel Yisrael, u'mika amcha Yisrael, v'hayah L'cha L'os, L'cha refers to Chodesh Baruch Hu's tfilin, not to the tfilin that we wear, not to the tfilin that we're so used to calling tfilin. It's referring to Chodesh Baruch Hu's tfilin. The lokim otzvam demari alma demshavcha b'shvecha de Yisrael. At the end of the day, when we wear our tefillin, it's a reminder of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin. V'haya l'cha l'os. And our tefillin is a reminder, it's a reminder for your tefillin. Rak b'tefillin shelcha ha'osahi. That at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is obsessed and he loves us so much and he reminds himself, Mi ka'amcha Yisrael. Says Yismach Moshe, what is the word l'cha coming to teach us? To remind ourselves, we're reminding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin. That who is like, what is written in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin? The Gemara Brachas Vav Manav, Mi ka'amcha Yisrael. And this is the third and final idea from the Kedushas Levi from early on in our parsha, Yud Beis Chav Zayin. Why is it sometimes, and the Torah calls calls the Pesach, and one time it calls the Chag HaMatzos. The first time I heard Rabbi Razner and Moshe Tzvi, Weinberg Shlita, Rabbi Razner Shlita, they both love this idea. It's such a beautiful vort. He says, we know the Pasuk tells us that Shia Hashim, Ani the Doid V'Doid Yuli. I am to my beloved is to me. Part of a relationship is always looking for the good in each other. That same Gemara in Brachas. What's written in our tefillin? Vavam and Aleph. Shema Yisrael. We look for the good in Hashem. And what's written in our Kadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin? Shema Yisrael. Shema Lakenach. Mika Amcha Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch looks for the good in us. It's a Jew's job in every relationship, but especially in relationship with our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu looks for the good in us. We look for the good in Him. In our tefillin, we praise Hashem. In Hashem's tefillin, He praises us. And that is the vort by tefillin. Kadosh Baruch Hu looks for the good in us, and we look for the good in us. That's the word, the Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaPesach. Chag HaPesach, Hashem passed over our homes, we praise Hashem. Makkos Bechoros, He didn't kill us. Chag HaMatzos, Kadosh Baruch Hu praises us when we didn't wait for the matzah to rise. Always look for the good in each other. They say from the Sfas Emes, after Lecha Kamoch, Ani Hashem, to love your friend like yourself. But first, who do you have to love? Yourself. Rabbi Nachman, Reish Pei Beis, you always have to look for the Nekuda Tova within yourself. Then you can look for the Nekuda Tova, the good point in everyone else. So just review these three ideas we said on Tulin. Sasema said, Tofesh Mem Zayin, at the end of the day, Siyas Mitzrayim had to be Machshava Dibra Maisa. Tfilin is by Machshava Dibra Maisa. Yadcha is Maisa, Bein Enecha is Machshava, Toshesh Mefichas B'dibor. The second idea is from Yismach Moshe, V'hayi Lecha, Lecha is a little extra. Says the Yismach Moshe, Lecha is retelling HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it should be a sign for you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling, we're telling the Rabbonu Shem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us that we should look at his tefillin. And his tefillin is written, Mika Amcha Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is praising us, and he's obsessed with us, and he loves us so much. And that's a very important message to remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's deep love and deep connection with Klal Yisrael. And the third and final idea from the Kedushas Levi, that the Yismach Moshe also quotes and on that same vort, the end of Parshas Bo. Kedushas Levi says, why does it say Chag HaPesach Chag HaMatzos? Because the Gemara in Brachos tells us, Chodesh Baruch Hu wears tefillin, we wear tefillin, and our tefillin, we praise Hashem Shema Yisrael, and Hashem's tefillin says, Mika Amcha Yisrael. And that's Anina Dodi V'Dodi Li. Chag HaPesach, we praise Hashem, He saved us. Chag HaMatzos, Chodesh Baruch Hu praises us. We should be zocheh to take these ideas and tefillin, and Bez Hashem, take these holy ideas, M'machshev Ma'aseh Dibur, to be able to connect to the Kedusha of tefillin with our thoughts, with our actions, and with our speech. To be able to always look that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, and to remember how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us and is obsessed with us, and to remember to always look for the good in ourselves, to look for the good in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to look for the good in every single Jew, Bez Hashem Shkoch.